Hey, are you ready to change your life? If the answer is yes, there's only one rule. You have to change your mind first. And my friend, there's a place where the neuroscience of how your mind works smashes together with faith and everything starts to make sense. That place is called self-brain surgery. You can learn it and it will help you become healthier, feel better, and be happier. And the good news is you can start today.
Thanks, Lisa. Hey, so glad to have you listening today. I'm Dr. Lee Warren, and I live in Nebraska in the United States of America with my incredible wife, Lisa, my father-in-law, Tata, and the super pups, Harvey and Lewis. I'm a neurosurgeon and an author, and I'm here to help you harness neuroscience, the power of your brain, faith, the power of your spirit, and good old common sense to help you lead a healthier, better, happier life. Listen, friend, you can't change your life until you change your mind, and I'm here to help you learn the art of self-brain surgery. To get it done, you can get the show notes and more at drleewarren.podbean.com. That's drleewarren.podbean.com. And if you like the show, please subscribe so you never miss an episode and tell your friends about it. If you tell two or three friends this podcast was helpful to you, imagine how much good we can all do around the world together. I'm Dr. Lee Warren, and I'm here to help you change your mind so you can change your life. Let's get after it.
Good morning, my friend. Hope you're doing well. It is early in the morning, about 4 a.m. Tata's not even up yet. He'll be up any minute, I'm sure of it. But I wanted to get a jump start on today. I've got surgery today. We've had a great week around here, did some great cases, had some great days in the clinic, and just really enjoying our staff. We've got a great crew that Lisa's put together, and just really blessed. My PA, Damon, another transplant from Wyoming, has come to work with us here, enjoying this great work that we're doing here in Nebraska. And he had his family at the office yesterday, and just a treasure. Damon and Sarah Green are just treasures. Great people who love the Lord and work hard. And we're just really honored and grateful to have Damon and Sarah aboard on the team. Hey, I hope wherever you are, I hope you got a team of people around you that are helping you. If you don't, we're praying for you. And know that you have community, okay? The church is a community. There are people who love you and care about you and who will come together with you. And this little community online here, we got the prayer wall, wleewarrenmd.com/prayer. We got the newsletter, drleewarren.substack.com. This is a community of people all over the world who care about each other. And they reach out, they help each other. There's lots of different examples now of people who have connected through this ministry, who have helped other people in other places. We had a woman who was in the hospital in Michigan, and we put the word out, and some other, a couple of other listeners went out and visited her and spent some time with her and helped her. And had a lady in South Africa who was having some distress and was feeling suicidal, and we connected a couple of readers who knew a pastor in that town, and they went to visit. And my point is just that there's community around you. You're never really alone. You might feel alone sometimes, but there are people who love you and will care about you, and you can find them. One of the great tricks of the enemy is to make you feel alone. Well, this month we're throwing off chains. We're breaking down barriers. We're saying we're going all in. We're tired of how things have been. And there's some places in our lives that we want to push through, and some hurdles and obstacles we want to overcome. And yesterday we talked about that footbridge of faith, that you've got to have the faith that you'll take that step and it's going to hold you up. Well, today, just for a few minutes, I want to talk about hope being a verb. I've told you that before. Hope is not a passive thing. You don't just wake up one morning and feel a little bit hopeful. And we're going to look at some scripture from 2 Corinthians 6. We're going to listen to one of my very favorite worship songs of all time from Matt Redman, Never Once. And we're just going to talk about how hope is a verb and how you can find it no matter what you're going through. Just for a minute, it's a quick quiet time before we go to surgery. Hey, Linda's all in with us. Here's Linda.
Hi, my name is Linda Carrillo. And I'm from Western North Carolina. I'm a high school Spanish teacher. And I read your book, Dr. Warren, about 2 weeks before I had brain surgery. And here I am, hallelujah, and ready to go all in even more.
We're glad you're with us, Linda. And I'm glad my book was helpful to you when you had brain surgery. That's really cool to hear from you, and glad you're doing well. Hey, listen, friend, got to get to surgery, but I want to share a couple things with you. So when we used to live in Auburn, there was a sidewalk in our neighborhood that went out to, we lived on Covington Ridge, and Covington Ridge connected to Moores Mill Drive, and Moores Mill Drive connected to Moores Mill Road. And so it was uphill out of my driveway, a quarter mile up to the stop sign that connected Covington Ridge to Moores Mill Drive. And then it was about a mile almost exactly to the step a mile from that stop sign to the intersection of Moores Mill Drive and Moores Mill Road in Auburn, Alabama. So I would hit that, and I'd be at about a mile and a quarter, and I wasn't in the best shape of anybody listening to this. But I was, for me, I've never been a real fast runner, a real strong runner, but I was running pretty consistently, you know, 7:35, 8 minute miles back then. And that, again, that's not fast if you're a real runner. But for me, it was, compared to my previous life, was a pretty good time, because I never ran or really worked out or did anything until I met Lisa. And I was in better shape at 40 than I was at 30, and in better shape at 50 than I was at 40 because of her and her influence. So anyway, back in Auburn, you know, we lost Mitch, and for a while, things were really, really hard. And finally, Lisa convinced me that I needed to get active again. I just sort of sat down for a while after we lost Mitch, and she was like, "Hey, you need to get moving again. You know, you tell everybody all the time that you can't feel your way into acting better. It's time to act your way into feeling better." So we started walking, we started running, we started exercising again, and I had this route that I would take when I did these runs in Auburn, and I had a playlist, just like I do now, a Christian music, worship music playlist. I had, of course, lots of Tommy Walker and Paul Balazs and Chris Tomlin and Catherine Scott and all those artists. But one of the staple on my playlist is always Matt Redman. And the way this playlist played out, you get to Moores Mill Road and turn right, and I would go down Moores Mill Road, and there's a long downhill stretch that goes downhill for almost half a mile. So it feels great, because I've been running uphill for the first mile and a quarter, and there's almost a half mile downhill run. And then you hit this really steep, like 40-degree incline that goes up about a quarter mile to a stop sign at the corner of Grove Hill and Moores Mill Road in Auburn. Grove Hill is the name of this hill, and it's a killer, because you're running. You've been running now a little over 2 miles, or almost 2 miles, and I hit this upslope that's a quarter mile uphill to that stop sign at Grove Hill. And the way this playlist worked out is, right about the time I hit that downslope, Matt Redman's song Never Once came on. And this song is about looking back at your life, at all the battles and fights that you've been through, and remembering that during that fight, you were never alone. That during that fight, he was always with you. So then you can turn and look ahead at the coming fight. You're standing on the battlefield, he says, looking at how far you've come. And you realize, hey, never once did I ever walk alone. Never once did you leave me on my own. And I would hit the top of Grove Hill, just about to give out, not sure I could make it, wasn't sure I could run all the way up it. And I would get to the top of that hill at that stop sign at Grove Hill and Moores Mill Road. And right as he would say, "Scars and struggles on the way, but with joy my heart can say, yes, my heart can say, never once did I ever walk alone. Never once did you leave me on my own. You are a faithful God. You are faithful." And I would hit that, and I would turn left and run down Grove Hill towards Rob Brooks' house, our old friend Rob Brooks. And I would, my turnaround point would be his driveway, because my driveway to his and back was exactly 10K. It was about, you know, 6 miles, six and a little change. But I would hit the top of that hill, and that was my kind of victory point. I made it this far. I can make it farther. And the reason I'm telling you that story, and I had no idea I was going to get choked up when I told that story, I don't think I've ever said that to you before, but the reason I'm telling it to you is that if you're in the fight, if you've decided to go all in, day four here, this is about the time you're going to start hitting some resistance, right? The first 3 days are usually pretty great. You've got all this adrenaline and dopamine and stuff going. You've made this decision to fight, and you're going to go all in with whatever it is that you're dealing with in your life, friend. And you're going to hit a big hill. You're going to hit some opposition. You are. And I've got a story tomorrow about opposition I'm going to tell you that I'm already dealing with this month. But I'm just telling you, you're going to hit some headwind, some big challenge, some enemy is going to rise up. Something's going to happen. It's going to get hard. And that's when you need to do what Matt Redman's going to tell us in a minute. You need to remember that he's always been faithful. Because no matter what you're going through, you've been through some stuff before. So no matter what you're dealing with in the future that you just found out about yesterday, that you discovered on your partner's cell phone, you found out the biopsy results, you look at that 401k and Biden's taxing it and inflation's eating it up and you're worried about the future and you're not sure that all this money that you've saved up is going to actually help you in your retirement now. And you're scared, right? There's going to be some challenge ahead of you. But I just want you to remember to look back. Psalm 124 is this amazing psalm when the people are dealing with something hard and they're reminding themselves about all the battles they've been through before. And they say, if the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel say, if the Lord had not been on our side when people attacked us, they would have swallowed us alive. When their anger flared against us, the flood would have engulfed us. The torrent would have swept over us. The raging waters would have swept us away. Praise be to the Lord who has not let us be torn by their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the fowler's snare. The snare has been broken and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. You see what they did here? They did self-brain surgery. They were like, hey, we're getting ready to go into this hard time, but we've been through hard times before, and if God hadn't been on our side then, man, we would have been hosed. We would have gotten eaten up, swallowed alive, burned up, but praise be to God, he didn't let that happen. So guess what? We can make it again. See, hope is a verb, friend. Hope's not an accident. You don't just wake up and decide to be hopeful. I didn't just get up one morning and say, you know what, I'm grieving, but I'm just gonna move on now. That's not what happens. You have to have some help. You have to have some memory. To remember, hey, you know what? I lost my son and it was impossible. But you know what? There was another time that I thought was impossible. I was outside in Iraq during a mortar attack and I found this wall and I just huddled up against it and the bombs were going off. And for an hour or so, the alarms were sounding and there was rockets and mortars and it was scary and I was caught and exposed and alone. And I thought I was going to die. But God got me through that. Those bombs didn't land very close to me. It was super scary, but in the end, I was fine. Right, I made it because he protected me. And then I went through a divorce and I thought that part of my life was going to be impossible to navigate. And God got me through that. And then I thought my family was going to be impossible to put back together. And I didn't think I would ever be in love again. And God just repaired all of that. He got me through that. And then I lost a son and I thought that was impossible. And he got me through that. And then we decided to move to Wyoming. Our practice, things were difficult in Auburn, and it was hard to navigate that post-loss world, and it was hard to navigate the post-Affordable Care Act private practice reality that was making it hard and unaffordable to be in private practice. And we made this big decision to move to Wyoming, and we thought we didn't think we'd be able to get through that, but we did, and God got us through that. And then we thought, well, gosh, now we finally made it. We built a house in Wyoming, everything's great, and then along comes this giant corporation and buys our hospital, and things go crazy again. And then we're in this position of maybe we need to move again, and God's calling us to something different, and we didn't know if we're going to get through that. And all of a sudden, this hospital in Nebraska calls and says, hey, we have an idea. We want to start a neuroscience program in our hospital. We never had a neurosurgeon here. And all of a sudden, out of all that chaos and all that mayhem, God's got a new plan, and it's this beautiful place on the river, and I feel like I'm back home for the first time in my life. See, if the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel say. So I'm just telling you, let the Self-Brain Surgery podcast community say, if the Lord had not been on our side, if the Lord had not been on our side when X, Y, and Z happened, when all those things happened in the past, I wouldn't have made it. I couldn't have done it. So I'm running down Grove Hill, and the beat's just about right for my stride. It's boom, boom, boom. My feet are hitting boom, boom. Never once did we ever walk alone. Boom, boom, boom. My feet are hitting just about right, and I don't think I can make it up that hill. And I get to the top, and it's scars and struggles on the way. But with joy, my heart can say, yes, my heart can say, never once did I ever walk alone. I want to read you, somebody posted this on my Facebook wall yesterday, this verse, and it was amazing because I was already planning on using it in this episode, and somebody made a quote about it in my Facebook yesterday. So I'm going to pull it up. I hadn't planned on mentioning this, but let me pull it up real quick. Her name is Janine. So Janine Klebar, I don't know her, but she's connected to me on Facebook through looks like Julie Walker. Julie Walker and her husband are great followers of the podcast. They have their own podcast, a really cool show that I'll mention to you sometime. But Julie Walker and her husband connected to a friend of theirs, Janine Klebar, who connected to me through Facebook, and she posted yesterday on my wall and had been listening to the podcast, and she said this. She said, "Loving August all in. My verse I memorized and keep close to my heart during seasons of darkness is sorrowful yet always rejoicing, 2 Corinthians 6:10. You can have joy and sorrow in the Lord at the same time. It's a paradox, full of hope from our amazing God." That's exactly right, Janine. Thank you for mentioning that. Here's 2 Corinthians 6. Now remember Paul, right? The Apostle Paul. If you haven't read his story, go look through the New Testament and see this guy. He's always writing about how your mindset can help you and how you should be joyful and rejoice no matter what is happening in your life. But the guy who's writing that has been in prison, he's been flogged, he's been shipwrecked, he's been snake bitten, he's been poor, he's been in chains, he's been abused, he's been starved, he's been, you know, he's been hopeless, but he always has hope. So this guy who's telling us to have hope has some credibility when he says hope is a verb. He didn't say hope is a verb. I said hope is a verb, but he's saying do something to your mind to remember to take hope. Okay. And when I say hope is a verb, here's what I mean. It requires memory, like we just read from the Psalm, from the idea in Psalm 124 of remembering that the Lord was on our side, and if he hadn't been, we would have been hosed, right? And it also requires movement. You have to do something. You have to keep running up that hill, or you're not going to make it. You have to get up off the couch, friend, and start fighting for hope. Those two things together, memory and movement, produce hope. They are the component parts of hope, and hope is a verb. It's an action word, and you have to fight for it. Now, let me tell you, there's this quantum duality we've been talking about, how our God can give you two things at the same time. You can lose your child, and you can have a grandchild. You can have darkness and light. You can have sorrow and joy at the same time. And that's the reason that you can make it through life. And you can't get rid of the hard stuff, but you also get the abundance that Jesus promises us in John 10:10. So here's what Paul says. This is the lesson for today. It's a really short idea. As God's co-workers, this is 2 Corinthians 6, as God's co-workers, we urge you not to receive God's grace in vain. For he says, "In the time of my favor, I heard you. And in the day of salvation, I helped you. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation." So get this, friend. Jesus doesn't say that there's some particular date and time out in the future when he's going to help you. He doesn't say, "I just need you to suffer for a while, and when I'm ready, I'll come get you." That's not the kind of God that we serve. So what he says is, when you get to the point where you realize, friend, that you can't do it, you can't get up, you can't move forward, you can't stop drinking, you can't fix this relationship, when you are at the end of your rope. Okay, I've got a friend, I told you, I did an episode a while back on rock bottom. I have a friend who hit rock bottom, and he didn't mean to, and got himself in some trouble, some real trouble with a habit he couldn't break. And now he's got some legal trouble, and now it's threatening his, he may or may not ever be able to practice his profession again. He's in trouble, and he might end up having some incarceration type trouble. Like he's in real trouble. Okay. This is a rock bottom moment for my friend, and he's got to make a decision. If he's at the point now when he's going to say, "God, I can't do this. Like, this thing that I've gotten myself into, there's no way out of it unless you make a way. There's no way. It's impossible unless you make it possible." He's at rock bottom. And sometimes what Jesus is waiting for is for you to say, "Hey, you said that day of salvation's out there. Can it be now? God, can you help me now? I'm at the point where I've got to have you helping me." So Paul says, "I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation." So friend, if you're all in August and you hit day 4 or you hit day 7 or day 13 or whatever, and you're like, "You know what? I can't do it. I can't make this change in my life. I've been trying for years and I just can't do it." Now's the day of salvation. Now's the time of God's favor. And all he's asking for is for you to reach up and take his hand. "Behold," he says, "I stand at the door and knock." He's knocking. He's waiting for you to say, "Now is the time." So here's the quantum physics thing I want to share with you. Starting in verse 3, Paul says this: "We put no stumbling block in anyone's path so that our ministry will not be discredited. Rather, as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way in great endurance in troubles, hardships, and distresses, in beatings, imprisonments, and riots, in hard work, sleepless nights, and hunger. That's some big stuff, and he's literally going through all of it. Abundance, endurance, troubles, hardships, distresses, beatings, imprisonments, and riots, hard work, sleepless nights, and hunger. And then listen to this switch that happens in verse 6. In purity, understanding, patience, and kindness, in the Holy Spirit, and in sincere love, in truthful speech, and in the power of God, with weapons of righteousness in the right hand and in the left, through glory and dishonor, bad report and good report, genuine yet regarded as impostors, known yet regarded as unknown, dying yet we live on, beaten and yet not killed, sorrowful yet always rejoicing, poor yet making many rich, having nothing and yet possessing everything. Friend, there is something in that paragraph in 2 Corinthians 6:3-10 for you. There's something in there that describes what you're feeling, I guarantee you. I'm working, I'm slaving away for this company that doesn't care about me. I'm making other people rich. I am doing all this good stuff. I'm working hard and making things better and nobody notices me. I'm doing good things and I'm doing right and I'm making my best effort to make the world a better place and other people are taking credit for my work. I am trying hard and I'm failing. I'm suffering and nobody seems to notice. I'm working and it seems like the world is just coming hard after me. There's something in there for you, but there's a switch that you can make. The switch where you accept all those hard things and you fight for the good things at the same time. And the switch happens in verse 6. It's beatings and trouble and hardship and distress and poverty and riots and sleepless nights and hunger and hard work. And at the same time, in the same breath, in the next stroke of the pen in verse 6, in purity, understanding, patience and kindness, in the Holy Spirit and sincere love and truthful speech and in the power of God, with weapons of righteousness in the right hand and in the left, through glory and dishonor, bad report and good report, genuine yet regarded as impostors, known yet regarded as unknown, dying and yet we live on, beaten and yet not killed, sorrowful yet always rejoicing, poor yet making many rich, having nothing and yet possessing everything. Listen to the footsteps. Boom, 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 boom. Never once did I ever walk alone. Hardships and joy, glory and dishonor, bad report and good report, sorrow yet rejoicing. Boom, boom, boom. You can get up that hill, friend. You can do it. You can run. You can make it to the top. And when you do, you will rejoice. Yet with joy, my heart can say, yes, my heart can say, never once did I ever walk alone. Never once did you leave me on my own. You are faithful, God. You are faithful. We're standing on the battlefield. So the fight is not yet over. You've made it to the top of Grove Hill, but you've still got to get to Rob Brooks's house and turn around and run all the way back. You've still got some road ahead of you, and there's still going to be challenges, and you're going to twist your ankle, and you're going to see a snake in the path, and you're going to have a car get a little too close to you, and it's going to be scary, and you're going to be hot and sweaty, but you're going to keep running because you're going to remember, if the Lord had not been on our side, we would have been swallowed up before. Let all of us say, let the Self Brain Surgery podcast, let Dr. Lee Warren's friends say it. Say it, friend. If the Lord had not been on my side, I would have been hosed. But he was, because he never once left me on that battlefield. And I'm going to remember, and I'm going to move and keep running for it. And that's how I'm going to find hope. And that's how I'm going to go all in. And the good news is, my friend, that's how I'm going to start today.
Just how far we've come, knowing that for every step you were with us. Kneeling on this battleground, seeing just how much you've done, knowing every victory was your power in us. Scars and struggles on the way, but with joy hearts can say, yes, our hearts can say,
struggles on the way, but with joy our hearts can say, never once did we ever walk alone. Carried by your constant grace, held within your perfect peace. Never once, no, we never walk alone. Never once did we ever walk alone. Never once did you leave us on our own. You are faithful, God, you are faithful. Every step we are breathing in your grace. Evermore we'll be breathing out your praise. You are
Hey, thanks for listening. The Dr. Lee Warren podcast is listener supported. Check out patron.podbean.com/Dr. Lee Warren. That's patron.podbean.com/Dr. Lee Warren. Patrons and partners get free books, transcripts, special patron only episodes, and more. And partners like you allow us to stay ad free and keep growing. Please subscribe to the show so you automatically get every episode. And if you like the show, you'll love my weekly letter. Check out my writing at drleewarren.substack.com. drleewarren.substack.com. Get the free newsletter every week for my best prescriptions for becoming healthier, feeling better, and being happier through the power of faith and neuroscience smashing together via self-brain surgery. drleewarren.substack.com. And if you need prayer, go to the prayer wall at wleewarrenmd.com/prayer. The theme music for the show is Make Us One by Tommy Walker, graciously provided for free by the great folks over at tommywalkerministries.org. Check it out and consider supporting them, tommywalkerministries.org. Remember, you can't change your life until you change your mind. And the good news is you can start today. I'm Dr. Lee Warren. I'll talk to you soon. God bless you, friend. Have a great day.